Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
A Liverpool football player, or I would say soccer player, but I guess technically you should say football player, is taking a lot of heat and actually could get fined if this continues after he ended up taking off his jersey and revealing a shirt that said, "I belong to Jesus." So here's what happened. This player, who I'll be honest, I'd never heard of, but Cody Gakpo is his name. He scores the winning goal and helps his team, Liverpool, secure the Premier League title. So this is a huge deal. He's celebrating with his team. Again, he has his actual jersey on, but at that point, while he's celebrating, he takes off the team jersey to reveal the other jersey that is just enraging people. How dare he wear a shirt?
Why did somebody
about it? Well, here's the issue. So the Football Association does have some pretty specific rules on what is allowed when it comes to uniforms. And here's what it says. It says players must not reveal undergarments that show political, religious, personal slogans, statements or images or advertising other than the manufacturer's logo. So they're only allowed to wear anything or have wording on it that's already been approved by the association, by the Football Association.
Well,
so they verbally warned him, but they could end up fining him, and he could actually have even, I mean, I believe he could be banned. I mean, this could get serious if he doesn't, change his ways.
So I'd be interested to know, the next time out, he should take his jersey off and have a shirt on that says Allahu Akbar and see if there's the same negative reaction to that.
Just put a shirt on that says, "I love Abrego Garcia," and I bet you, that would be.
And even in Liverpool, they would probably know what that is.
Here's the problem I have with this. So this guy obviously had this "I belong to Jesus" shirt that people are so enraged about. But if you look at the history of the Football Association, FA, I guess is what you often see it abbreviated as, they have been very vocal about some of these other things. They have been partnered with different initiatives aimed at promoting LGBTQ plus inclusion in soccer. They've done stuff related to Black Lives Matter. So give me a break, Football Association, trying to claim that you've never gotten political. Their little law four that they have, that they must not reveal undergarments that show these slogans or statements or whatever that are political or religious, is nonsense. The only leg that the Football Association has to stand on with this is that they didn't approve this.
They can pick and choose their causes. Now,
exactly.
I understand as an employer, I can understand having a rule controlling that. If you've got people paying you millions of dollars to have their logo on this and their logo on that, then having something pop up that hasn't been paid for might be detrimental to you. But his faith, the statement of his faith is not a commercial. It's not a commercial application, right? What if he pulled his shirt off and it just had his name on there? What's his name again?
Cody Gakpo.
Cody. Just said Cody or Gakpo on it. Would they be mad about that? Because they should treat all of those things equally. I would think the point of that would be so that, you know, I'll just take for an example. It's probably a bad example, but let's say, for example, he had the Nike swoosh on his shirt, and Nike didn't pay to advertise with that football team. I could see them being mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would look at this a little differently because, remember, all of these, Major League Baseball did it. They had some sort of, if it wasn't BLM, what was it? They put something on the mound behind the pitcher in a couple of games that was pissing everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
But they can get away with it because they're the owners.
Right. So this is years ago, but RG3, he was reportedly told by the NFL that he was not allowed to wear a t-shirt with the phrase, "No Jesus, no peace." He had gone to this post-game press conference, and I guess he wasn't wearing his official Nike shirt that he was supposed to be wearing, but instead he wore this shirt, "No Jesus, no peace," and got in trouble for it. He was warned by the NFL, "Hey, don't you dare wear that again." So this is happening across the United States. Clearly it's happening in England, but this is happening around the world where you have this double standard, I guess you could call it. I would call it a double standard, where they say, you know, we don't want to get political. We don't want to do this. We don't want to do that. Well, actually they do. They're more than willing to get political, but it's as long as it is in keeping with their stance on things, which usually for whatever reason tends to be very liberal, they're fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all this dude needs to do, Cody, is go start a GoFundMe page and to pay his fine. Just whatever the fine amount is, if that happens.
Well, they just warned him for now, but he could face a fine.
Just start a GoFundMe page and people will start donating to it. I mean, he could wear a Black Lives Matter shirt and then he could get in trouble for that and he could start a GoFundMe page and somebody would donate to it to pay it off.
And these players, not just in England, but around the world again, have been in trouble for not adhering to the dress code where they're all expected to wear the rainbow bands. You know what I mean? Remember how was it the MLB players? There were some players who had said because of their faith, they didn't feel comfortable wearing some like rainbow flag band or something like that for Pride Month. Or there was like something on their shoes. And they said, look, I'm not going to be doing this. And they were getting so much heat from it. So you should at least have a choice. You shouldn't be forced to support something like that. Because I know if I were an athlete, I wouldn't be comfortable wearing something like that.
Yeah.
What do people expect of these athletes? Because more and more athletes have been coming out and been pretty vocal about where they stand on some of these key issues.
Well, I mean, I'm glad there's a little bit of outrage over this. I don't know how they do things so differently over there, too, in England, right? Remember the guy earlier this week who was asking Caroline Levitt if they would consider amnesty for people from Britain who wanted to come here?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To get away from the ridiculous, of course, they don't have a First Amendment over there, but mm-hmm. that you post something on the internet these days that offends somebody, you can be put in jail for it in parts of Europe right now. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. I don't know if Americans, if they're traveling over there, need to be concerned about that or not, or if it just affects their citizens. I think it would kill tourism if they did that, so they're probably not out looking for people to sideline if they're just there visiting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember that, actually.
No?
I do not remember that, no. Daniel on YouTube is bringing up Colin Kaepernick. Now, Daniel does not agree with us, it seems like, for most of the issues we talk about, which is fine. But, you know, with Colin Kaepernick kneeling, the NFL, for a number of reasons, did not like that. I did not like that. I thought it was completely ridiculous and disrespectful. And at some point when you are doing something like that and you're leading to people turning off the games, that's a problem, because the NFL absolutely is going to care about losing money, because if viewership is down because you're refusing to stand up for the national anthem, they're going to do something about it.
Here's that sound I was talking about. I think it was from Monday of this week, listen.
In Britain, we have had over a quarter of a million people issued non-Trump hate incidents. Would the Trump administration consider political asylum for British citizens in such a situation?
I have not heard that proposed to the president, but I certainly can and see if it's something the administration would entertain.
I said amnesty. I'm in asylum. Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't I not remember that?
I don't know. But I mean, it was, while it seems like a ridiculous question to think that people from England might need asylum from their country, usually you have to be under a threat of death or something supposedly to seek asylum. Remember the libs were going south of the border and coaching, they were taking Spanish-speaking people south of the border and coaching illegals on what to say when they got to the border, that they needed asylum because they were in fear for their lives. Here are the key words, just what you need to use. I don't know if anybody's life is being threatened, but they are being imprisoned in England now for saying something, you know, for misinformation on the internet. Disinformation. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
That term really it's like nails on a chalkboard for
me. Marco Rubio, I think we got a soundbite from him this morning, discovered evidence that there were dossiers being built on people in America by the Biden administration for disinformation, for information they didn't agree with, which flies in the face of the First Amendment. How in the world were they getting away with that?
That's the problem with all these people who were on social media or hired by these social media companies who were supposed to sort out the disinformation. Well, who gets to say it's disinformation? What are the standards? You don't like it and therefore it's disinformation? I mean, think about what happened with COVID. Anything that was contrary to what was being pushed by the federal government was deemed misinformation. And, you know, basically you were put into Facebook jail.
Yeah. Wow, I was.
You were put into YouTube jail.
YouTube. I was kicked off YouTube.
For how many months? For
daring to.
Yeah, a long time.
No, we were banned.
Oh, banned.
That channel got banned. We've restarted a different one, but they banned me for talking about ivermectin because they didn't want anybody talking about it, even though what we said was the absolute truth and the fact that it saved many, many lives right here in the greater St. Louis area. But the medical community and establishment, you couldn't get it.
I was listening to a podcast yesterday. This is actually, I forget his name off the top of my head right now, but he'd be a good guest to get on. But he wrote a book. He considers himself a liberal. He calls himself independent, but he says, you know, I tend to lean left. And he was a freelance writer, I guess still is a freelance journalist. And he was among the few journalists who was seeing the corruption for what it was during COVID, and he would question the CDC and get these bogus responses. And so he wrote an entire book about the cover up and about the lies and the deception. I mean, all these different things, the ridiculous measures that were taken in schools and they were closing them down. I didn't remember this, but he talked about kids being told in some areas they had to eat their lunch outside and not talk because it was too dangerous to even utter a word because you could spread COVID.
And they were not banned for disinformation. Yeah, that's kind of where we're headed. Hey, by the way, you know what they say, karma is a real witch sometimes. Yes, and it's come back to bite someone. I'm going to tell you that story. It's a kid from Georgia. We'll get to it when we get back.